Our hearts are united all over the world right now, in all over the world, people like yourselves who wanted to do their religious duty in front of Allah as our witness. They have protested in Vancouver, in Ottawa. There is protest that happened yesterday in London. There was protest that happened in Washington. There is protest happening all over, and it is not the end. This is just the beginning.
Yes!
This is just the beginning. Our hearts have united all over the world. This is not an issue between Shias and Sunni. Even you will see the people on the street here, the ones who are in the cars, who have nothing to do with Islam, but they have everything to do with humanity. They will also stand up with us. They will stand with us, and they will put their voices with us. They will stand for the oppression on human beings that is happening. Did the Prophet give everything that he had so that today brothers can kill brothers? Did the Prophet bring the religion of Islam as the last of the prophets of 124,000 so that today our brothers can kill each other? Is this the reason why Quran is revealed? That in front of the mothers the kids can be slaughtered? Is this the reason? Can any religion justify what has happened? This is not a religious issue. This is not an issue of sex. This is the case where human beings have gotten themselves lower than animals. Even animals will not do this to their own kind.
Shame, shame!
Shame, 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 shame,
shame, shame, Zardari!
Shame, shame, Zardari!
Shame, shame, Zardari!
Shame, shame, Zardari!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
Labbaik ya Hussein!
This government, use a little bit of common sense. Who is responsible to provide security, peace, comfort to the people? If there is a serial killer in large, and the serial killer cannot be caught, and the serial killer is killing every single day, innocent people are dying, whose responsibility is it?
Government.
It's the responsibility of the government, of the federal government, that they should stop this serial killer. If they cannot stop this serial killing of innocent people, then what's the point of sitting on the chair of authority? If you cannot do anything about it, if you cannot arrest the culprits, if you cannot put them and give them the justice, if you cannot give them the punishment, what is the point of you having this seat of authority? What is the point of you having a police? What is the point of you having all of the institutions that are supposed to provide security and peace for the people? What's the point? The point is so that they can have the corruption fill their pockets with the blood of the innocent. So that they can fill their bank accounts with the money stained with the blood of innocent. So that they can be named as president, vice president, minister. Remember, you have to die one day. Remember that your death would mean that every single thing that you have worked is finished, and what has started is the punishment of Allah. Everything you have to leave here. This government either resigns or provides the security and peace for the people that have elected them and given them the responsibility as public servants to help them. If they cannot do that, they must resign. We are waiting for that meeting. We are waiting for the last Hussein. This is the start. You see your minds? You see your heart? Your minds are wanting justice. Your minds are talking, are listening to intellect. Your minds want Quran. Your minds want tradition. Your minds want the sayings of the Prophet. Your minds want the sayings of Ahlul Bayt. Your minds want the lessons of Karbala. Your minds are standing against the oppressors and your heart is following. This is the beginning. This is the start for the coming of that man who will bring down the oppressed of our time. Who is going to bring down the oppressed? Who is going to bring down the oppressors? Who is going to support the oppressed? My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. He's hearing you. Rasul's heart is bleeding. When he sees this picture, Rasul's heart bleeds right now. The heart of our Imam bleeds. We are here in solidarity to show our Imam that in your sadness, we share this sadness.
Labbaik ya Imam!
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 The ones who have kept silent, there are many people in GTA who did not show up today. But the ones who have shown up, you are not part of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inshallah.
The one who stays quiet is as much responsible for the punishment of Allah as the one who oppresses. And we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity that we are not part of the ones who are going to be punished on the day of judgment, but we are going to be part of those people who are going to be rewarded for the time that they have spent.
Inshallah.
Do not be afraid. Do not think that this is not going to bring about results. You know, when the mother of that baby or child will see that people across thousands of miles away heard the cry of my baby, her heart will gain strength. When she will find out that her baby's blood, her child's blood, gave the strength to all of you around the world to come and put your voice against the oppressors, her heart is going to find comfort. When that person who was saying, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, he was one person thousands of miles away, said, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. Today, all across the world, the lips, the tongues are saying, Ya Hussein.
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Anything that you can do, support, help, whatever you can do, there are still orphans that need your support. There are widowers that need your support. If you can support through any of the NGOs, give your money. Give them the comfort to at least have the facilities that you enjoy every single day without any problem. Give them an opportunity to have a bit of comfort for their saddened and broken hearts. Help them. Send them the request that let them know that you are with them.
Indeed.
I am proud today to stand among you as your brother. I'm proud of you. And if my heart feels the pride, then I know that the heart of the Imam feels the pride. Then look, after 1400 years after the sacrifice of Karbala, all of the lessons that were there, one, the most important one was, whenever an oppressor oppresses, the people stand up. People stood up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give higher levels of the martyrs anywhere. We are Muslims first, and then we are from Quetta, or we are from Gilgit, or we are from Lahore, or we are from Karachi, or we are from any other place. We are Muslims first. And as a Muslim and as a brother and sister who dies, who's martyred as a Muslim, They are our relation. Look at your children. These are the faces of those children who were martyred. Look at your brothers. These are the faces of the brothers who were martyred in front of the sisters. Look at your relatives. They are nothing different than the ones who were martyred. If you shed tears, you shed tears until your eyes do not have sight. Allah will give you a reward for that that you cannot imagine. These atrocities that were committed have broken our hearts. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has watched us and seen us, will give us the reward. And the oppressors who are hearing will shake in their boots. Just one last time, if we can all call upon the Imam of the time. And when you say Labbaik Ya Hussein, it means to say yes to Hussein, to mean to say yes to all of the principles of Hussein. So whatever strength that you've got left, and whatever strength that you have inside of your voice and your heart, let's all put it together, let the whole world hear it, and have our hearts come with the strength, with the name of Hussein. With me? Labbaik!